morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. We have about a dozen ships on today's Columbia River ship schedule. That's about the average number of vessels if you look over the whole year, in a year that come into the river. That's an average day, but some days we get, boy, there have been days when we've had almost 30 ships coming and going, and some days when there are very few. In our marine weather forecast, well, we're getting into fall weather pattern out there without any ado. We have a small craft advisory for winds in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. That means 20 to 34 knots out there blowing on the ocean. Small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through this evening. That means seas 10 feet or higher are possible. And that small craft advisory renews in the evening. So the wind will slow down a little bit in the afternoon, and then it will ramp up again through Wednesday morning. South winds today, 15 knots, gusting to 25, veering around to the southwest as a weather system comes through. It'll be about 20 knots later on. Wind waves from the southwest, 3 feet at 4 seconds apart, and northwesterly swells, 15 feet at 14 seconds between wave crests. Chance of thunderstorms early in the morning. Showers in the forecast. And I'm going to be talking with you about a fundraising event for the restoration of the Salvage Chief, a very cool vessel that is one of Astoria's coolest kind of hometown ships that is in the process of being restored. And there's a dinner and some tours you can attend on the weekend that are all designed to raise some funds to support the effort to restore this incredible vessel that has done so much for others in its working life and is now being restored. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have our first inbounder is the 18. We have 5 inbounders, 3 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 3 outbounders. Our first one coming into the river today is the articulated tug and barge rig, the Pride. She's arriving from Port Angeles, Washington, headed for Portland, and her cargo is petroleum, probably refined petroleum. A little bit about the Pride, kind of an unusual vessel in the sense that she's an ATB rig, a tug and a barge attached together where the tug fits into a specially designed notch in the rear of the barge. This is a kind of a newer trend in technology over the past couple decades in tug and barge technology, where it's a change from barges towing, tugs towing barges and tugs just simply pushing barges. So the advantages of an ATB rig are that you can move... you can change tugs and barges fairly easily in port, and they also require a smaller crew. And the barge is always right there next to the tug if they need to get on board and do anything. So there's some safety and just, sort of ease of use when two are attached together like that. So they look a little bit like a ship, but if you look closely, you'll see that there is a tug and a barge there attached together with a big hydraulic pin assembly, but they function at sea much like a ship. So she's arriving from Port Angeles, which is in Washington, the state of Washington, headed for Portland, also in the Pacific Northwest in the state of Oregon. It's going from one U.S. port to another. This is a Jones Act vessel. Now, what does that mean? It means that she was registered in the U.S. and is going from one U.S. port to another delivering cargo, and those are one of the conditions of the Jones Act, which says that if a vessel is picking up a cargo that originates in a U.S. port and brings it to another U.S. port, that vessel must be registered in the United States. So this is kind of a rarity, a cargo vessel that is coming in that actually is registered in the United States. Most of the others are registered in other countries, including the cruise ship that is I'm going to tell you about next. So at any rate, that's an interesting law that means that... So this does not apply to, say, the car ships, which begin in Japan, say, for instance, come over to Seattle and then go down the coast. That cargo originates in another country, and so it can be staffed, it can be delivered by a non-Jones Act vessel. Next is the Celebrity Infinity, an almost 1,000-foot-long cruise ship, a big one at the Port of Astoria today, arriving from Seattle, another one of those repositioning cruises where the vessels have spent their summer in Alaska or in the Puget Sound area, and now they're heading south for the winter, so kind of migrating like birds. So the cruise ships are migrating through Astoria. She's going to be here probably about 10:30 and stay here for the day. So another big ship looming over the Port of Astoria there, downriver from the Astoria-Megler Bridge. The Feng Lihai is next inbound. She is our bulk carrier from Hong Kong, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She ought to be there by about 3:30 p.m. The Calliope L is arriving from South Korea, also headed for Astoria's Anchorage, probably also getting there around that same time. The Alpha Melody is also arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's Anchorage, maybe getting there around 3:30, 4 o'clock. And all these vessels are going to wait in the anchorage for a bit. I would say a good guess is that they're going to be picking up wheat. That's a lot of wheat going out of the river right now during harvest time. In the Astoria Anchorage already, we have the MP Ultramax 2. She's awaiting orders along with the AM Bremen and the Sari Inda. Those ships that are sitting out there, they're sitting high in the water, and they are waiting to go pick up cargo. And our outbounders, the Liberty Grace, is heading out of Portland with wheat on board at about 6 a.m. She'll probably pass Astoria around noontime outbound. The Asian Vision is a car carrier with Hyundais on board, leaving around 2 p.m. That would put her past Astoria maybe around 8 p.m. The St. Paul is heading out of the Port of Portland. Not quite sure what's on board there. Could be a car carrier. Leaving around 4:30. You might see her outbound around 10 o'clock this evening. Well, today we're going to talk about an event this weekend honoring efforts to restore a very amazing vessel. I'm, of course, a vessel geek, but this is a very cool ship. It's the 4th Annual Salvage Chief Reunion Fundraiser. This is happening at the American Legion Post, Clatsop Post 12. It's 1132 Exchange Street. You can stop by there donate, visit, talk to people. It's going to be, you'll have opportunity to see movies, hear sea stories. There's a memorial service. There'll be Salvage Chief history books, T-shirts, and hats available. This is happening on September 23rd. So that is Saturday. And there's going to be a dinner that you can buy, a prime rib or chicken cordon bleu from 4 to 7 on Saturday. And so tickets will be sold for that event beginning at noon on Wednesday. And you can stop by there noon to 7 p.m. and pick up a ticket. And so the proceeds all go to support the restoration of the Salvage Chief. So if you're not, and then also on Sunday, from 12 noon until whenever they're done, there'll be a picnic, a barbecue, and Salvage Chief tours. And the Salvage Chief is right now docked at the Mertz facility in Astoria. So Highway 30, east of town, turn at the Clatsop Community College Mertz sign and go down there, and you'll find the Salvage Chief tied up to the old Army Corps of Engineers dock. So two opportunities, Sunday at noon and Saturday. From 4 to 7 p.m., there'll be a dinner there at the Astoria American Legion Post on 1132 Exchange Street in Astoria. But a little bit about the Salvage Chief, an amazing salvage vessel. She's been all around the world. She's a restored military vessel that is used to rescue other vessels that are in trouble. The Coast Guard rescues the people. Salvage vessels rescue the vessel. And she's done some amazing work and is a very cool ship. I've been on board and seen her, and you should just go check it out. It's really cool, and it's a very worthy cause to support the restoration of the Salvage Chief. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. You can find a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net.